person and experience Lindsay Honda yourself and find out why everyone says
Honda makes the cars, Lindsay makes the difference.
With approved credit and dealer contribution may affect consumer costs. 36-month leases and automatic models with up to $31.99 down. $59.99 pilot plus tax, title, and documentation fee. 12K miles per year with penalty over.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, not for sale to minors. Website restricted to adults 21 and over.
I'd been smoking for a while. I tried vaping when it first came out. It just didn't work for me. But recently, I tried MyBlu, and it actually gave me the nicotine satisfaction I was looking for. MyBlu is easy to use, and it lasts all day. I even like having the different flavors and nicotine options. It's nice having a choice. I think other smokers will be surprised by MyBlu. I certainly was.
Find MyBlu in a store near you or order online, MyBlu.com.
Broadcasting from the Compare Quote Insurance Studios.
They do the shopping.
You do the saving.
CompareQuoteInsurance.com.
WBNS FM HD1 Columbus.
The Fan.
This is the Ohio State Station, live from the Fan Studios.
You are now listening to the Buckeye Show with Tim Hall and Brandon Bean.
Sponsored by Columbus Mitsubishi North. Visit ColumbusMitsu.com today.
All right, here we go on a nice little Tuesday episode of the Buckeye Show with you until 8 o'clock tonight. So happy to be here. We're just counting off the days until real college football just hits us like a tidal wave. It's going to be great. It's going to be really good. You heard Beamer just saunter out of the studio there, so he's gone. Again, didn't want to do the whole 5 hours, so we brought in another quick, fast pinch runner for the Beams, and it's my friend, your friend, Matt Andrews. Good to have you, buddy. How we doing?
I'm great, Tim. Good to be with you, and nobody has ever confused me for being fast.
Well, I don't know. I haven't talked to everybody. There might be more people to get an opinion from.
I don't have the wheels, buddy.
I don't know. I'd also like to say our guy Hayden filling in for Evil Bald Collins. So Triple H back there. It's good to have you, buddy. So we get this thing rolling. We take off today. We're going to have some things trickling out from Buckeye practice. So throughout the first hour, maybe we get to some of that in the second hour if there's nothing earth-shattering. But if there is, we're going to feed you whatever we need to feed you. You're going to have defensive backs, and you're going to have wide receivers, and you'll have Coach Hafley and Coach Brian Hartline. These are two of the hottest assistant coaches on the staff, Maddie.
Well, two of the top, five or six rated by ESPN, right?
Was that just in a recruiting standpoint? What was ESPN rating those as?
I thought that was, maybe it was. Maybe it was recruiting. But certainly two of the most attractive recruiters and assistants Ohio State's going to have the opportunity to have working under them and getting players.
Sure.
And
physically attractive, too.
Well, there you go.
Good-looking dudes. I can say it. They're fine.
Anyway, yes.
I mean, to knock you off your horse there.
They're very highly regarded, and they've done a great job in recruiting, and we think they'll do a great job in coaching these guys. And a rarity here, Tim. I mean, we're a week before camp, a week before the season starts, camp well underway and nearly over now, and you've got media opportunities three straight days with the Buckeyes. You were there yesterday. Our guy Shark's covering it tonight. I'll be there tomorrow night. But there's a lot of opportunity here before we get into game week.
In all seriousness, though, like you talk about attractive position groups. They might be my two favorite on the entire football team.
Wide receiver and DB.
Yeah. I mean, just the number of guys that you have there. I think you have a number of dudes there that are established that you feel really good about. Like you talk Jeffrey Okuda, even though he had slim playing time up to this point, he's a rock star. Everybody knows it. Everybody's saying so. I mean, you're actually seeing him as a first-round talent, and I forget who it was, but one of the big draft guys had him at top five, like a top five pick for next year. You talk about carrying the torch high for the Buckeye cornerbacks that have been moving into the league lately. He's one of them. I love me some Sean Wade. You know that. Jordan Fuller, fantastic. Damon Arnett, just quietly been doing his job back there for years. And then the wide receivers, I mean, it's kind of like pick your favorite, pick your poison with these Buckeye receivers.
I would put the defensive line in that group.
Yeah.
As one of my top two. I'm more enticed and excited.
I mean, that's a fine choice. That's a fine choice.
The D-line and DBs, yes.
D-line and DBs?
D would be my top two of viewing. I think the receivers are going to be very good, don't get me wrong. And we know KJ Hill is going to lead that zone six group, but I'm looking forward. I could sit there for 60 minutes of warm-up. I do for half an hour sometimes and watch the defensive line warm up in that south end zone corner, man. Those guys put on a clinic. Coach Johnson's out there working with
them. Yeah. I mean, that's...
But very talented, all of them.
It's good that you can have these kinds of debates, right? Like, which one would you put... Which one would you put up?
Is it game week yet? Yeah. I mean, let's play ball.
Well, all right, stop it. We can't play ball just yet. We got 11 more days to go, so we're still going to have some of these debates because we have to.
But once
we're not to game week yet.
Well,
put the cart ahead of the horse.
Once we get to game week, we're going to be dropping in on Thursday nights with you and Beamer.
Yeah, we are. Oh, nice wink right there. You wanted the self-plug. Well, you're going to get it, buddy.
Well,
Maddie Andrews.
I was trying to transition you into the second bullet point, the first bullet point on your page.
I don't care about the bullet points. Okay. We take that sheet and throw it away because we don't care about bullet points.
I need the sheet.
Since you said so, our guy right here who you're hearing talk, he's going to be with us every single Thursday night at 6:19. We're going to call it the field pass with Matt Andrews because you're our sideline guy, and we expect greatness. So
we'll work at it.
And we know we're going to get it. We know we're going to get it from you.
We'll try hard.
There's no trying. There's just execution.
Four
to six, A to B.
Four to always.
E plus O equals X, whatever it is, wherever the letters are.
Thursday nights in the fall, and just to that point, Tim, we were earlier today over at Reynoldsburg getting ready for the high school broadcast. A number of these schools on the Thursday of the Ohio State Northwestern week are moving their games now to Thursday night, so it does not coincide with the Ohio State Northwestern Friday game.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that, and I know a couple others that are doing that as well, and I'm sure that'll be a popular do there for game week.
That's been one of the biggest, I would say, discussions.
Pushbacks.
Yeah, biggest pushbacks to the Friday night football with the Big Ten schedule. And we knew that Gene Smith, I'm saying now, was going to have Ohio State be a part of this, but he only wanted a minimal part. Like, I think you're going to see, and you may have already seen it, but I have not really been paying a whole lot of attention through the years to this Friday night Big Ten football stuff. I mean, the only way you're really going to get me is to put a big game there. Basically put Ohio State there. Like, that's really it. That's really it for me. You have to put the Buckeyes on Friday night to get me really dialed into the college football game. Unless it's that, Friday after Thanksgiving where Iowa and Nebraska have been playing since Nebraska jumped back into the
Enjoy
Big Ten.
That, yeah.
They kind of have started to establish a bit of a tradition there. So I'll pay attention to that. But I'm kind of with you. That's interesting to see the high school football
Some
programs.
Of them are shuffling around.
Shuffle it and say we're going to do a
Saturday
Thursday
even?
Night special yeah. this week. But we're not doing a Thursday night football game, are we?
You mean on the fan?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think we
There's
are.
No
we're
high just, school
We're not doing it that week. Yeah.
Right.
unless I had heard something different. But next week, we get it going, right?
It opens up next week, week one of the high school season, and we'll be at Reynoldsburg for Upper Arlington Reynoldsburg.
You know, I heard you say, and that's accurate, we're going to have Tim May on later in this hour. We have not had, I don't think we've had our guy Tim May on for a while. I don't think we've had him on since he moved out of the dispatch role and sort of like, I think, semi-retired because he retired and
so
then got to keep working with the guys at Letterman Row with Austin Ward and company over there. So that's cool. And he's just, Tim, he's just so excited about everything. So we just want to hear what exactly he's excited about for this Buckeye season coming up.
Well, there's a lot to be excited about, and I know we've beat that dead horse for months now leading into the start of fall camp and now as we get near game week. But it's always good to see what Tim's thinking about, where he thinks the biggest questions are. I'd love to ask him, you think about all these guys that have covered Ohio State football for so many years, and Tim certainly is right near the top of the list. Skip Mossack, our own Skip Mossack up there as well. Dom Tiberi, certainly. But you wonder going into years how guys envision a year going and maybe sometimes preceding the season. Is it a hit or a miss? What they think might happen in the season. Did it happen that way? And so I'm always intrigued to talk to guys that have covered this program for 20, 30 years to see maybe when they went into a year and it was better than they expected or not as good as they expected.
Yeah, I mean, where are you with that right now? Are you like most where it's sort of a ridiculously high expectation? Like, I think all fans want it to be.
On a 1
for
to
Ohio
10, I have an expectation of a 9-ish for this team.
So pretty darn high.
I think they're uber talented, very deep. I think the quarterback's going to be very good, and I think Ryan Day is going to be outstanding, not only this year, but I'm hoping for big things, certainly.
We haven't done this yet, lock in an entire season prediction for Ohio State football, but if this makes enough sense to you, Ohio State, for me, should win every game when we're going into each individual game. I don't think they're going to be an undefeated football team, though. You know, I think
that's fair.
Don't get me wrong. Like, you look back at that. How many undefeated Ohio State teams are we able to talk about in recent memory?
Well, the last in 12.
And that was a 12-0 team, right? Didn't roll out 15-0, like undefeated and winning the game at the end that you want to win, right? That's ridiculously hard to do it. And then you got to go all the way back to the last time they won a natty, right? When it was a 14-0 Buckeye team. It does not happen every so often. Even the college football playoff we won had to stub the toe one time along the way and then circle the wagons and rebound and stay up with it. It's just, I think it's, you won't see the Ohio State schedule. And we'll talk a little bit about this more in the Big Ten Insider in the 7 o'clock hour, because we saw something from one of the Big Ten teams. I think Ohio State's schedule is really tough. I mean, the only thing that it's missing is the big boy non-conference game. And so what? So what if Ohio State takes 1 year, right? 1 year away from scheduling a major top quality non-conference opponent. I at least think it's cool that they're having one of the other in-state programs that stands a puncher's chance to beat Ohio State. You let them come into the Shoe and take their shot at the king. Not every state does that, like, to a program of that caliber. When you're talking about a program as big as Ohio State, where you say, what have they got to gain? What have they got to lose? And for the most part, man, we've done Oklahoma. We've done Virginia Tech. There's been USC. There's been Texas. There's Oregon coming. There's Texas coming. There's Notre Dame coming.
Washington,
fine.
Right.
Washington, fine in the scheduling department.
But, Tim, you remember TCU was on the schedule this year, right? I mean, that became a mutual neutral site.
Good point.
TCU was on this schedule. Look, don't overlook those Bearcats in week two. We've talked about that. But also, as you've mentioned, the schedule. Look, the game at Nebraska, followed by a home game with, I think, going to be an underdog and a sleeper in the league, Michigan State. Then they go to Northwestern on a Friday night. Wisconsin comes here. That's a pretty tough four-game stretch for Ohio State. And keep in mind, to end the year, you're here with Penn State and then up north. So it's... I've heard people that think either it's sneaky tough or it's cake, but there's like no middle ground. I seem to think it's kind of sneaky tough.
It is sneaky tough. I mean, you talk about the Northwestern game on the road, for one, being Friday night in a, they're not ranked in the AP poll, but they're ranked in the coaches poll. So it's almost like you have six ranked teams on the schedule, all in the conference. So I think it's plenty difficult. If you roll out of this thing being a one-loss team, it just depends on what happens with everybody else. But I think you should be fine.
What do you make of Ohio State being fifth? Yet a month ago, most of the people, I shouldn't say that, some of the people that were prognosticating this league, mm-hmm, had the Buckeyes behind Michigan. And that was a close vote, an unscientific vote by the Cleveland.com folks. But five, Ohio State, not picked to win the Big Ten. Do you see anything there?
Well, I mean, the AP poll and anything like in the coaches poll, they're not picking conferences or anything like that. But to me, that essentially says they think Ohio State's winning the conference, right? Like, when you poll everybody, if they're ahead of Michigan, to me, that's saying, well, there's a national group of writers that still believes Ohio State is the best team. And that, to me, kind of settles it. I really, to be perfectly honest, you really don't care about any of this stuff.
No.
It really,
this AP poll
doesn't
means
matter.
Nothing.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter. I just like to think that when a team is just has its motor going the way Ohio State has, and I'll perfectly agree with you that there's levels to this, because Bama and Clemson have now, like, siphoned it off. They've separated themselves. I'm fine. I can operate under that belief. But as far as there being a hierarchy here in the Big Ten where it's Ohio State and then everybody else in the Big Ten, that still was there to me until proven otherwise. So I'd still like to say, when the talent looks equal, you've seen Shea Patterson from a year. You haven't seen Justin Fields yet. So what? everywhere else around the football program with this Buckeye team still looks pretty darn good to me.
Absolutely.
So I would still operate there. Matty Andrews in with me tonight. We were talking before the show on if something in particular needs to improve at the Shoe. We're not talking about the Wi-Fi there because I know they got that going. That's next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
T-Bone's deal with the devil has paid off. We are your flagship home for Crew Soccer. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Come on over to Heartland.
Now, community banking is the lifeblood of the American financial system, building strong, lasting relationships. We're just better able to help guide you down life's road. Flexibility is paramount to success. Community banking is alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McCombs, CEO. Come on over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Where banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 30 years, Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse has been serving Columbus with the finest award-winning thick-cut aged steaks. Consistently voted Columbus's best steakhouse, Hyde Park is also rated excellent by Zagat Guide as one of the top steakhouses in the country. Enjoy happy hour cocktails Monday through Friday with bar plates starting at $5. Located in Upper Arlington, downtown, and Dublin, Hyde Park can accommodate events for groups of 6 to 300. Hyde Park knows Buckeye fans demand the best. That's why they're a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Buckeye fans, the Ohio State 4-miler is back on Saturday, October 12th in Ohio Stadium. Join your favorite former Buckeyes, Brutus, and the Spirit Squad for your chance to finish on the 50. Registration is now live for the 4-miler, Brutus Bolt Kids Race, and the Diamond Cellar VIP experience at ohiostate4miler.com. A portion of the race proceeds benefit the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer. The Ohio State 4-miler, presented by Kroger, Raising Cane's, and the Ohio Beef Council. Visit ohiostatefourmiler.com for more info, and we'll see you in the Shoe.
We believe in food.
Grown in the fields of Ohio.
In clean air and water.
And in preserving farmland forever.
We believe in opportunities for the next generation.
For nearly 100 years,
Ohio Farm Bureau has been bringing people together.
Join us on the journey.
Together.
Together.
Together with farmers.
Visit togetherwithfarmers.org.
The team at Atlas Butler wants to make something clear. We're always open. That's right. We have service technicians scheduled day and night, Saturdays and Sundays, and even holidays. Whether you call us at 10 a.m. or 10 p.m., we're ready. And since we're always open, you never pay any overtime charges. Call today. Get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Calling all Buckeye fans, foodies, and tailgate connoisseurs. Buckeye Taste and Traditions magazine presented by the Ohio Beef Council and Ohio Farm Bureau is back and available free of charge at participating Central Ohio Donato's and Dickey's Barbecue Pit locations on game day at Ohio State Football Fan Fest and through the Buckeye Mobile Tour. Grab your copy today and get the scoop on tailgating recipes and tips for game days, plus insights into iconic traditions associated with Ohio State football. Buckeye Taste and Traditions presented by the Ohio Beef Council and Ohio Farm Bureau.
Bishop and Laurinaitis expands to 3 hours starting Monday.
Starting Monday.
Adjust your life accordingly. Live and local from 9 a.m. to
9 a.m. to noon.
Presented by Window Nation.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
It's the summer clearance event from Lindsay Hahn.
Payments from $79, $139, $189. Under $200 a month gets you into a new Lindsay Honda during the 2019 summer clearance.
We've got the largest Honda inventory in the Midwest and the largest indoor Honda mall in the world.
So shop over 1,000 new Hondas off I-70 and Bryce Road, all with clearance pricing, especially the back-to-school kid haulers, like a new Honda CR-V from $139 a month, or a full-size Pilot, only $189 a month, both with all-wheel drive.
Plus, every other Honda make and model you can imagine, like a brand-new Civic, a low $79 a month. But these deals are an in-stock basis, and once they're sold, they're gone.
Start your search at LindsayHonda.com or come by in person and experience Lindsay Honda yourself and find out why everyone says
Honda makes the cars, Lindsay makes the difference.
With approved credit and dealer contribution may affect consumer costs. 36-month leases and automatic models with up to $31.99 down. $59.99 Pilot plus tax, title, and documentation fee. 12K miles per year with penalty over.
You may do a good job of protecting your pet, but do you remember to also check yourself for ticks? Ticks can hitch a ride on humans just as easily as they do on dogs. One bite can make you sick with things like Lyme disease, and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Be sure to look for ticks after spending time outside. A quick shower can help rinse off ticks you might not see. Want to know how to spot a tick? For more information, click on ohio.gov/tick. This message brought to you by the Ohio Department of Health.
Hello, I'm Archie Griffin, football's only two-time Heisman Trophy winner. Together, Modus Insurance Group and Brick Street Insurance are now Encova Insurance. Much like in athletics, Encova relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, and more, Encova provides a full range of insurance products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey. Contact your independent Encova insurance agent or visit Encova.com for more information.
The Buckeye Show is presented by Columbus Mitsubishi North. Visit ColumbusMitsu.com today. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Punting is not an option. It's the Buckeye Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall.
Talking about Buckeye football, because we are so close to the season starting. Timmy Hall here, Matty Andrews right over there, filling in for Beamer. And let's just put out the disclaimer. Like when we go into this, we had a discussion sort of around the office here, and everything is fine, right? Everything is fine, but we can always try to do better, right?
Absolutely.
And when I've heard from a number of like recent students at Ohio State that they don't think that the crowd is as lit as it can be, then let's just look inward.
Let me stop you, though.
All right.
You're not a student. I'm not a student.
Nope,
Hayden's not a student.
No, I'm not.
Be a student and show up before a 12:09 kick at 12:08. Create the atmosphere.
You gotta try to get that thing popping a little bit more for a noon kickoff, is what you're saying.
I get you're dealing with the night before after effects.
We all are, right?
Well,
every student really is.
Maybe. But I don't want to see pockets of empty in the student section. If you're hearing from these students that it's got to be better. It starts with them being better.
Here's the thing. Like we got to make sure as a university, as the people that pay money for
and
the tickets.
There's no problem.
No.
Again, right.
But again, things can always get better. Cuz I'm just being honest here. You've heard some of these sentiments too, right?
Sure.
In the last few years, like, things are still fine. Yeah, like ticket sales and all that. We just want to make sure that it doesn't get to a point where just the size of the stadium is the thing that makes it menacing, you know?
Because I don't think it'll ever get there.
I don't think so either. I feel like that's what the team up north might have some of that going.
Well, they've lost for the last 2 decades.
They've been losing.
Mostly.
They've been losing. They can still put a lot of fans in there. And it's fine for the game. And for the most part, like, their numbers have been okay. Like, I'm not going to take anything away from the bad guys up there and say that they haven't been showing up, because maybe some of that stuff where at the very, very beginning, it might take, like, into that first 4 minutes of when the game starts to totally fill out. But if you look at the data that I've seen, the numbers have still been fine. I mean, one of the most frequented, it's the big house. It seats the most people. I think the capacity is, what, like 110 or something like that. So what's amazing about three of the houses here in the Big Ten that are, they stand the test of time. They stack up with any of the SEC stadiums, best in the biz type stuff for some of these Big Ten environments. But let's just make sure on the eve of a new season that we keep this in mind, right? That we want to be as lit as humanly possible when we go to the Shoe. And I think it's got to start with
lit
the students.
Being lit meaning excited, ready to cheer your team on.
I think, yes, they understand what that means. And let's make sure it starts with the students. I think you're the guys that sort of dictate how loud it is in there. Then you get the recent graduates to get up a little bit more. Then you get the older crowd, the older generation to get up a little bit more. So it's not just, yeah, that you can pack 100,000 in, but how loud is that 100,000 being? That's what it is.
Remember, the first two home games are nooners, noon games.
It's the first three,
well,
right?
The first two home games. The third one is on the road at Indiana. That's noon. And the fourth one, Miami, has not been determined yet.
That's right. That's probably going to be a noon one too. Maybe 3:30.
I'm done guessing because with the network affiliations changing as they have, and now what Fox wants to do with noon games mostly, who knows?
So you could, like, I saw this thing going around. It was Brad Crawford, 24/7 Sports, ranking college football's toughest places to play. He says there's something about college football's unrivaled pageantry makes the sport stand out above all others. Totally agree with that when you compare it to the NFL and what atmospheres are like in professional sports. Approaching your team's stadium on game day, it's akin to picking out armor prior to a gladiator's final fight to the death inside the Coliseum. Your best versus their best, and the challenger more adept at gaining an edge often prevails. Playing at home as one of the nation's elite, he writes, benefits you against all adversaries. I believe all those things are true. And there's something about a great home environment in college football. And look, we've got one of the best ones in the country.
No doubt.
That's not what I was saying was about. It's just, I'd like to never hear that little bit of noise that sort of I've heard in the, you know, just creep in, just in the, it's in the back of my mind. You just hear things, right? And I've been to some games, and look, some of the games that I've chosen to go to, I understand we're not the biggest ones on the schedule. It's been, like you said, like noon games might be against one of the MAC schools. Not like every game I went to was like Virginia Tech at night type of game. And that one I thought was pretty lit. It just kind of sucked the way that game was going. But the crowd was still very much into that thing, even though you wound up taking the L. But ranking the top 10, Sky goes Nebraska 10. Pretty solid, in my opinion. Nebraska.
Phenomenal. Been there once. Big time home field advantage.
I respect them because they haven't been good like we've been able
their
to be
good. Their fans show up regardless. And their fans don't leave early.
That's true.
They don't leave early. That's the... Now, 2 years ago, they left early. After the third quarter in Lincoln, they were out of there when Ohio State was in. And that's what everybody talked about. They couldn't believe people were leaving early because they notoriously don't leave early.
And look, I guess this kind of proves that the list is trying to be fair. Bama shows up at number 9. And we've heard Nick Saban. We've heard Nick Saban sort of, you know, speak up on this issue before about being there and being loud. But yet sometimes the schedule isn't all that great when it's in the non-SEC games at home. You got a couple of FCS guys or very low-level D1. And then he says stuff about wanting to schedule more Power 5s, but they aren't even doing it themselves. But Bryant-Denny Stadium at number 9, a bit surprising. The Big House at 8. The Shoe at 7. All right. Oregon, Autzen at 6. We'll get to see that firsthand.
Anytime I've ever watched a game from Eugene, it's been very, very exciting.
It looks awesome, right? Kyle Field at 5.
Can't argue with that.
Right. I've never been, but I'd also have to say, tough to argue with the 12th man and all that that's going on there. Then Beaver Stadium, Penn State at 4.
Night game atmosphere as good as any.
I think that's deserved.
Absolutely.
I think that's deserved.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to argue with that one. You're going to give them the environment for what that thing is like at night when we've had to be a part of that. That is a pit that you are going into. Tiger Stadium, LSU, for very many good things. Mm-hmm. It's on almost everyone you talk to that's a college football fan seems to be on that list of scratch one off the bucket list. Let's go check out a game there. Sanford Stadium, Georgia 2, and Clemson Memorial Stadium 1.
I'm wondering if Clemson is deserving of number 1 simply because it wasn't just a couple of years ago, and I'm talking 4, 5, 6, Clemsoning, remember? And noon games, people would show up and there'd be letdowns, and it never looked intimidating for a noon game. Now, at night, yeah, I'll give it to you. But I don't buy that. Real quick, Tim, September 1st, 17, this article, ESPN, since 05, the winningest teams at home. So I'm talking about home field advantage. You win at home, you're going to have a home field advantage. Boise State, Oklahoma, Alabama, Ohio State. That's the list of 4 right there.
Boise State. Yeah, Boise State with the blue turf. It's tough to see them up there. They have their own thing going on there. It is tough to see them up there when you are just talking about naturally the elite programs are going to win out right here. So they're up there. All right, so number 7. Let's take it as a challenge. FAU, first one up on the list. It's not exactly, you know, Penn State coming into the Shoe.
But it's the opener.
But it's the first game. It's noon. Let's make sure there's no lulls.
The 10-day show's you know? Borderline 80. It's going to be good. Going to be a good day.
Let's do it. All right. Don't go anywhere because we haven't had Tim May on the former dispatch dude who's with Letterman Rowe, covering college football for the Buckeyes forever. Been a while. What's he excited about? We'll chat with our buddy Tim May next. Matty Andrews is in with me. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Just say, Alexa, play 97.1 The Fan on any Amazon Echo and hear The Fan on command. Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Let's listen in on Tired Discounters behind the scenes.
Wow, Mr. Allen, have you seen what's going on?
Huh.
Buy three, get one free on Nexans and the best deals of the year on Michelin.
Unbelievable.
And save up to $120 on Coopers and...
Son, you talking to me? Right now I'm focused on the toe angle on this alignment. Details matter, son.
Oh, alignment. You're saying we can't forget about the free alignment when you buy four tires with standard installation.
Yeah, now it's perfect.
The lady on the phone had a problem. She had been told she needed a new air conditioner and was calling to get a second opinion. This is Mike Weens, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. We sent Jeff out later to look at her system. When he put his gauges on the air conditioner, he found it was completely empty. So Jeff pressurized the system and found the leak. Inside the air conditioner, there was a perfectly round hole the size of a sheet metal screw in one of the copper tubes. What caused the hole? The chances of a perfectly round hole in a straight copper tube happening through wear are about the same as being caused by a chipmunk with an attitude and a drill. Draw your own conclusion, but the first company pays commissions to its techs to sell replacement air conditioners. At CARE Heating and Cooling, our techs are paid to fix air conditioners, not sell them. But if a new air conditioner is needed, a specialist will advise you as to your best choice, and you will find our cost to be surprisingly affordable. CARE, CARE Heating and Cooling, 1-800-COOLING. When you need a company you can trust.
This is Bob Capace, owner of Worthington Jewelers. Our annual remount and upgrade event runs through the 24th. We'll help you with your diamond remount or upgrade to a new style. Shop local and come see us at Worthington Jewelers, one of a kind for a lifetime.
Jeff Wireless Chevrolet has three locations, and there's one close to you in Canal Winchester. Come see us today or go online where you can take advantage of our virtual test drive from your smartphone. Find new roads at Jeff Wireless Chevrolet of Columbus.com.
Fannygate is back. Join us every Saturday home game across from St. John Arena on Lane Avenue. Catch the live pregame show and challenge Anthony Schlegel to various feats of strength.
Presented by Honda Power Equipment from Buckeye Power Sales.
The Fan.
Do you need a CPAP even when you travel? Are you tired of lugging along your big home CPAP? Why not cut the size, cut the cord, and cut the cost with a travel mini CPAP from MyTranscend.com? They've helped thousands of folks just like you sleep better anywhere without compromising CPAP performance. To learn more, call 1-800-435-2585. It's half the size of a typical home CPAP system and has the power options to take you anywhere, even off-grid. Transcend Mini CPAP is widely known as one of the best values around, and you can try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee when you buy direct now at 1-800-435-2585. That's 1-800-435-2585. 1-800-435-2585. Or go to mytranscend.com.
Adena Health System is South Central Ohio's trusted name in healthcare, dedicated to providing you and your family with the best possible care right here in our community. We're expanding our services with walk-in clinics, after-hours care, and more providers than ever. It's all part of Adena's mission to provide you with experienced care that's close to family and close to home. Learn more at Adena.org. Adena Health System, here for life.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. So now she's going out with that creep Nathan.
Cops are out there, and they'll see you before you see them. They're cracking down on drinking and driving all across the country. Drive sober or get pulled over.
On the trail, the latest Buckeye recruiting news and updates.
Welcome back to the Buckeye Show. Got a fine little Tuesday night here, and we haven't talked to this dude for a minute, so we're proud to do it right now on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline with me and Matty Andrews, who's filling in for Beam tonight. He is Tim May of Letterman Row. Tim May, how you doing, buddy? It's been a while.
Good, man. Are you saying you only have a minute for me? Is that what I heard?
No, that's just something the kids say when it's been a long time since we've last spoken. It had been a minute right. since we had Tim May on. How's everything been going for you with the transition?
I'm definitely that hip. I'm at least that hip, so I was just messing with you. The transition's been great because I'm semi-retired. Pretty much kind of do what I want to do, thanks to Will Crawl and Associates over there. Austin Ward, I call him Boston Ward because he's sort of my boss, the way I look at it. Mm. And you know, it's a good little outfit. They let me do a podcast every week and may be doing two once the season gets going. Who knows, you know, but I'm enjoying that especially. And just dabbling in college football a little bit, in my opinion, still the greatest sport on earth, especially now that they're making it safer.
I know you love it. I know you still being around there. I like how you called it the But I Digress podcast. That's very clever, something you say a lot.
That's what I'm thinking about calling it. You know, I'm not sure, but I'm not sure that would become shtick then. You know, I started saying But I Digress just naturally because I always do. And I'm not sure I want to take it from podcast to shtick, you know, but we'll see.
What's it like, though, working for Letterman Row and still being out there and seeing your old dispatch buddies, like wearing something else now on your shirt covering Buckeye football?
I'll be honest with you. It hadn't bothered me at all. I don't know if it bothers them at all, but I don't really pay attention too much to them. You know, more wanting to know what Justin Fields has got to say or something like that. But I mean, you know, Bill Rabinowitz and I go a way back. I mean, I've known Joey Kaufman since he was an intern at our place, if I remember correctly. And, you know, he's coming off covering Southern California football, and by that I mean Southern Cal. I mean, he's got a lot of promise, so to speak. And, you know, they've moved on and I've moved on. That's the way I look at it.
Mayday, it's Matt Andrews. Just wondering, to pick your vast.
Matt Andrews.
How you doing? To pick your vast, knowledgeable mind. What's the most intriguing thing or two Tim May is looking forward to, whether it be the rest of this week in terms of finding out about this team or as they go into the first week and preparing for the Florida Atlantic opener? What's on your mind?
I was thinking about this literally today. Is like, it just seems like preseason just drags on, man. And then all of a sudden the season starts and the games go by so fast. But the thing, and I'm sure even Ryan Day's getting tired of us asking him, you know, what's Justin Fields all about? How is the offense going to be different? You know, did you fix the defense? By God, you know, you hope you did, you know. I mean, those are the things that don't get answered until about five games into the season. And, you know that. And, you know, it's very intriguing because this offense under Justin Fields is going to look different than it did last year. They're going to try to still throw the ball, maybe throw the ball a lot. But this guy, you know, is a – wrote about earlier and talked about, you know, his high school coach told me on my podcast, you know, he ran a sub 4.4 hand time 40 in the spring and a 4.43 or something electronic. And I said, which one did you go with? He goes, the hand time. Yeah. But I mean, this guy's very fast. He's about 6'3", about 220, 225. He's a big guy. He's a mixture, really, just from an ability standpoint of a Braxton Miller Dwayne Haskins Jr. and maybe a JT Barrett, you know, I mean, but he's going to be different. He's going to be different from all three of those guys. And so it's just every year, it seems like with this Ohio State offense, there's something a little bit different. And then you wonder how much the Mike Yurcich input is going to change some things offensively from the standpoint of the short passing game. I mean, you know, he's coming from the wide open west of the Big 12 where they just found all kinds of intriguing ways at Oklahoma State to get guys the ball. And then, you know, also that J.K. Dobbins is fired up to correct what he saw as a, quote, failure, end
wow.
quote,
yeah.
last year, which was a 1,000-yard season. And
failure.
You know, just, yeah. I mean, God almighty. I mean, the only back ever in his freshman and sophomore year to rush for 1,000 yards or more in each season. And so, you know, but then you got, like, you know, depending on Thayer Munford's health, they could have five new full-time starters on the offensive line in that first game, you know, and so how's that going to play out? And yet you hear from a depth standpoint, they haven't been this happy about their depth on the offensive line since Urban Meyer took over back in 2012. I mean, it's been a long time since they had about eight or nine or ten guys that could play and they felt good about. So, you know, and of course they're replacing the three amigos, and yet we all saw what Benjamin Victor was capable of on one stirring play last year. And we all know about Chris Olave and who this Gary Wilson guy, how good is he going to be? You know, so those are questions you don't get answered. And, of course, like I said a while ago, the defense couldn't, from a statistical standpoint, there's hardly been a worse defense in Ohio State history than the one last year in certain situations. So they kind of got it. They could improve by 25% and be a hell of a lot better.
That's one of the big things I'm looking for. We got Tim May on the Buckeye Show. Letterman Rowe, Tim May. He's been covering Buckeye football since 1984. You mentioned one of the assistant coaches back in there. I'm wondering from you, like, which of these guys that you've been around covering the team this offseason you think is going to have the most impact on this team, the new guys from the assistant coaching staff?
Greg Madison, without a doubt, because he's the new defensive coordinator. You know, people have asked me for like 9 months now or 8 months now, you know, what's Ryan Day? Is he ready for this job? I mean, the first thing Ryan Day did was clean house on his defensive staff, which, you know, told me, yeah, he's ready for the job. I mean, the only guy he kept was Larry Johnson. And, you know, Larry Johnson is considered maybe the elite, but definitely among the elite defensive line coaches in the country. But clearly, he wasn't going to stand pat with that defense. And that's not saying Greg Schiano, you know, is stupid or anything else. I mean, obviously, Alex Grinch is now considered, he's now being considered maybe the savior or the resurrector of the defense at Oklahoma, you know, and he was the co-defensive coordinator at Ohio State last year. But how much he and Schiano got along or didn't get along or interacted, you know, that's up to conjecture. But without a doubt, Greg Madison, because, I mean, when you talk to these players, you know, the thing that they like the way they're approaching defense this year is, to paraphrase Greg Madison, he's not going to you don't let the scheme get in the way of players just playing. And so we'll see how that goes. And, you know, those defensive backs, you know, you guys have heard this. I mean, they're swearing by the input of Jeff Hafley, a guy straight out of the NFL who is giving them like a new approach to things, how to deal with things, how to recognize stuff. And so those two guys, I think, I mean, they were always going to have a pretty, I don't know, wide open, maybe is the best way of putting it, offense with Ryan Day as the head coach, no matter who the offensive coordinators are. But with Kevin Wilson and now Mike Yurcich, like I said, coming from the Big 12 and the Oklahoma State, you know, that's only going to get better. But the big impact, if there's going to be one, is going to be, I think, from the defensive coaches of getting much better than they were a year ago.
Tim, last one from me. We've heard a lot about the depth or the lack of depth at running back. And with J.K. being named a captain, obviously, this week, how do you see that playing out? Is it going to rely solely on Teague's health? Is this something where they're going to use, you think, Fields to run it a little bit to supplement that? DeMario McCall, we hear that. Where do you think that depth at running back's coming from?
Well, based on what I'm hearing, you know, based on what we've heard all through preseason, they're not going to line up in the wishbone, that's for sure. I mean, I think they've been very, very concerned about the development of the depth behind J.K. Dobbins, like you said, because Master Teague has been banged up dealing with something that, you know, they haven't really explained through the preseason camp. And then Marcus Crowley is a promising freshman. Steel Chambers probably isn't ready to play yet. And then you've got the wild card, which is DeMario McCall, who, you know, I still think if DeMario McCall gets a consistent, gets some consistent chances, he could turn into one of those big surprises on the offensive side of the ball. I know Beanie Wells thinks that, but yeah, I mean, you know, it used to be a pair, used to have a pair and a spare. And right now it's like they barely have a pair and they're really kind of looking around and staring because who is that next guy? And
a pair and a stare.
It's not clear.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not even a pair. It's not even a pair. It's a pair and then they're staring. But yeah, I mean, that doesn't even make sense because we really only got one guy. We're talking about J.K. Dobbins. So it's critical that he stay healthy, but it's also critical, I think, early in the year, just looking at it, that they not overuse him, if you follow my drift, because it's a long, hard road.
We catch your drift. We always catch your drift, Tim May. Tim May from Letterman Row. I've been covering the Buckeyes forever. So good to hear you on our show. We'll do it again soon, I promise. It was good to see you the other day.
By the way, the only The only real development over the last couple of days is I understand Jonathan Cooper might have a high ankle sprain that they're dealing with, defensive end. But, Chase Young, I think, played on a high ankle sprain almost the entire year last year, you know. So, it's been a pretty knock-on-wood kind of preseason camp as far as I'm concerned for the Buckeyes from an injury standpoint. But, you know, and they said they're not really going to get into injuries very much, but, you know, any kind of boat has a small leak in it.
Yeah, yeah. Have fun covering the guys today, Tim. We'll talk soon.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Thanks, Tim.
You, Saint.
Good stuff from our buddy Tim May right there. That was fun. That was fun. He was on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline, wrapping our minds around the Jonathan Cooper stuff right there. Yeah, we'd seen some things maybe floating around social media about that. So Timmy discussing it right there. We'll get into that. That's a big deal, obviously, yeah, for a guy like Cooper, who's just got named a captain, too.
No confirmation, though, yet on that from Ohio State.
No confirmation yet, but I know we're going to see some things trickling out from practice there, from post-practice with the, remember we said the DBs, the wide receivers, and Halfley and Brian Hartline making some comments there at Ohio State. All right, for real, we're going to get into now, or coming up next, we'll be getting into our On the Trail segment. And by the way, we're always going to keep a sharp eye on this, but as we get into season mode, we're going to shelve it because we'll be able to talk about it whenever we want if things that are of importance pop up as far as recruiting. But it'll be the final On the Trail of the season, and we got a pretty attractive prediction that was just made on that front. Matty Andrews is in with me. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Sports conversation and sometimes pure stupidity.
Awesome, funny, random.
Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Ohio's sports destination.
Box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we're all about quality. We mix cane sauce in our restaurants every day. And our chicken is hand-battered and cooked to order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. And our lemonade is always freshly squeezed.
Love in the window.
And why do we do all this? Because it makes a difference. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Who can help you score a touchdown with your finances? How about our friends at Credit Union of Ohio? Whether you're looking to buy a new home or make upgrades like a finished basement to watch all the big games, their team of experts will help you get the funds you need. It's a great time to make those renovations you've been dreaming about. Credit Union of Ohio is your local mortgage lender. Learn more about their home loan options at cuofohio.org. That's cuofohio.org. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Come on over to Heartland.
On football Saturdays, we watch legends made on the field. But did you know that the agriculture field is Ohio's largest industry? With our dedicated team of agribusiness bankers, we stretch all across this great state. Farmers, consider Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Come on over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Where banking feels good.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, Buckeye fans, AEP Energy is redefining the game with smart energy choices for your home or business. Take advantage of AEP Energy's renewable energy plans to protect the environment and protect your wallet from rising energy costs. Boundless choices, boundless commitment, boundless energy. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. That's aepenergy.com/OSU, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
Carpenter and Rothman.
They got your book. It's really tight. I got you the last seat.
I like it tight. Is that what you answered?
100%.
Carpenter and Rothman.
Presented by your local Pella Window Showroom.
Weekdays noon to 3 on The Fan.
It's the summer clearance event from Lindsay Hahn.
Payments from $79, $139, $189. Under $200 a month gets you into a new Lindsay Honda during the 2019 summer clearance.
We've got the largest Honda inventory in the Midwest and the largest indoor Honda mall in the world.
So shop over 1,000 new Hondas off I-70 and Bryce Road, all with clearance pricing, especially the back-to-school kid haulers, like a new Honda CR-V from $139 a month, or a full-size Pilot, only $189 a month, both with all-wheel drive.
Plus, every other Honda make and model you can imagine, like a brand-new Civic, a low $79 a month. But these deals are on in-stock basis, and once they're sold, they're gone.
Start your search at LindsayHonda.com or come by in person and experience Lindsay Honda yourself and find out why everyone says
Honda makes the cars, Lindsay makes the difference.
With approved credit and dealer contribution may affect consumer costs. 36-month leases and automatic models with up to $31.99 down. $59.99 pilot plus tax, title, and documentation fee. 12K miles per year with penalty over.
It's time to stop throwing your money out the window. I'm Bobby Carpenter. Hello Window Replacement Windows keep your home cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter. Just ask Cindy.
My heating bills and cooling bills have dramatically decreased, and they just look fantastic.
So here's what's great. Right now, take advantage of 0% financing for 48 months or $150 off a window and $500 off patio doors. 877-98-PELLA or go to PellaColumbus.com.
Find more ways to save at Kroger, like one extra fuel point for every dollar you spend Thursdays through Sundays. Just get your coupon at Kroger.com or on the app. More ways to save. It's easy. Restrictions apply. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger. Running short on equipment? Bobcat Enterprises has a full line of Bobcat equipment, attachments, and more available for rent. Keep your job up and running. Contact your authorized Bobcat equipment dealer, Bobcat Enterprises in Hilliard and Reynoldsburg at 800-4-BOBCAT for pricing and availability.
Visit 971thefan.com to vote in the fan poll.
Presented by Byers Imports, by the airport.
The Fan, Ohio Sports Destination. On the trail, the latest Buckeye recruiting news and updates.
All right, yes, now we are indeed
on the trail.
We are indeed taking a look on the trail. Thank you, Hayden. We got Phil and producer, you know, we'll razz him for the rest of the night for that move. So I got my guy Matty Andrews sitting in here for Beamer. Hey, it's the last one of the season.
The end of the trail.
End of the trail right here, but the trail might go cold tonight. But anytime the Bucks are out there recruiting and doing some big things during the season, we'll fill you in on that. We'll have comments on it. But, hey, we like to put the focus on the games that are going to be happening on Saturday. It's still going to be used for recruiting because you'll have recruits coming to some of those games to entertain them. Hopefully they'll make the pick to come join the Buckeyes and join forces. But leaving off, or starting the segment that will leave it off, Marvin Harrison Jr. Yes, that Marvin Harrison out of Philly. Again, we talked about a little Philly pipeline being established here for the Buckeyes. Always cool when you can start to get a pipeline into an area that you haven't really just crushed, like you've done with the DMV, like you've done with Florida, like you've done with Texas or California in the past, and certainly the state of Ohio. Marvin Harrison Jr., our guy Bill Kerlick at Bucknuts at 24/7, crystal balled Marvin Harrison Jr., locked in the pick to Ohio State. Every predictor that I can see that isn't behind the paywall there in the site has Marvin Harrison Jr., Maddie, going to Ohio State. 100% I'm seeing the crystal ball predictions.
Well, and name alone, good. In name alone, that's a home run. And obviously, he's a 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So the 20 class, obviously, is going to be good at receiver. And the 21 class, that's a huge, huge crystal ball selection. And that'll be exciting to see him, and the pedigree certainly is there.
What was Marvin Harrison's size? Like, what would you, if you had to, like, guess his height and weight?
His dad?
Yeah, Marvin Harrison. 5'11"? Was he even 6 foot?
Oh, see, maybe like I would a 6 foot. I would have said
195, 6 foot 200, maybe?
6 feet 209 at the end of his career.
6 foot 209. Well, guess what Marvin Harrison Jr. is? He's 6'4". 184. When I read the rundown on him, he has got the build right there. It's telling me he can eventually get this thing up to 220. I don't even know if they're going to want him up to 220, but if he can still carry on the athleticism that he has right now, I mean, he's good out of his routes. He's got a good catch radius. I mean, you can imagine so with a 6'4" frame. He's got pretty good release. I mean, he's got a good acceleration move, like when he catches some of these bubble screen routes. He is a good-looking player right now. And I hear that size, like a 6'4", 220. I think of like some David Boston action again.
Mm.
I mean, that's a good guy to be thinking of, right?
Number
you go
nine.
Back to those days where you had Terry Glenn, you had David Boston, some of those guys out there doing damage. Marvin Harrison Jr., it's just something about being a son of one of the great ones. Like, we've talked a little bit about E.J. Smith maybe being in the works, Emmitt Smith's son, with the loss of the two running back prospects, which was a little bit of a hit to the recruiting class recently.
Tim, I'm looking at Liam Clifford on the trail here. St. X, Cincinnati, 6'2", junior, class of 21. And he's had some offers already, some impressive names. Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State, Tennessee, Duke, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati. Nothing yet from Ohio State. Been in contact with him. I say nothing yet. No offers formally,
no
according
offer
to the 11
the
Warriors off 11 Warriors article. But Clifford says he talks to Al Washington, who recruited him at Michigan. Buckeyes figure to take some time. Brian Hartline has, in fact, earlier in this media availability today over at the Woody Hayes, said that the Buckeyes were all set for the 2020 wide receivers class and now looking ahead to 21. And perhaps Liam Clifford, again out of Cincinnati St. X, allegedly runs a sub 440. I saw the time.
That's blazing, man.
What was
that's
it?
That's blazing. 440.
4-4.
Yeah, sorry, 4-4. Right on the button. And he was a QB, and now he's a wide receiver. Getting comfortable. He's got some big-time offers out there. Yeah, just waiting to get the one from Ohio State. If those Michigan schools are sniffing around this dude, you'd like to...
Oh, the Buckeyes are sniffing.
You'd like to see what they're seeing and maybe put the old block on there. If you see this guy, you know, keeping that border up, you know, on the state boundaries, on the state of Ohio, keep the talent here for the most part. We know we can't do that 100% of the time, but if we're seeing something, we've talked a little bit about Ryan Day wanting to make sure he can also get some of those non-4 and 5-star guys, get some of those guys that just have a love for the university. Might take a year or two to get to their full potential, but that's okay. Every program needs some fifth-year seniors.
Clifford,
you know,
looks like a 3-star right now. Obviously, those ratings change.
He's a 3-star right now, but yeah, he could make some waves. I mean, he's got a couple years of high school football left. I saw the thing at the bottom of that article, too, that you were just reading from 11 Warriors, from Taylor Lehman over there, that Jackson Smith and Jigba, you talk about the rock star receivers that are on the 2020 class right now that are committed. He is number 4, so one of the, I mean, we got 22 commits. And a lot of them are really, really, really good. Jackson Smith and Jigba is number 4. And the guys at Texas, sharks in the water, Maddie. And look, hey, everybody does this, right? This is the name of the game in college football. Just because you are committed doesn't mean it is over. An official Paris Johnson Jr. was also right at the top of our class. He had some feelings about maybe some SEC schools. So when this guy, when Jackson tells an Austin, Texas TV reporter that he's been in contact with the Longhorns, he says he's still sticking to his guns and sticking with the commitment at Ohio State, says he remains solid with the Buckeyes right now. So I'm just going to say, hey, what can you do about that?
Nothing.
You can only keep recruiting
it's
the
part
kid.
Of the game.
He's from Texas, right? You would kind of expect the Longhorns,
they'd be
Tom
silly
Herman
if they
and
are.
Company, to still be out there. But the wide receivers for 2020, if we keep all these guys, that is going to be fun stuff. And last thing, I also saw Bill Kerlick just about 90 minutes ago made a little post. Make sure that if you are into this stuff, your last week here before, I know we got week 0 action with college football, but you might want to do this. I might set my own clock to a little Catawissa, PA, Southern Columbia at Columbia Hammond, a Pennsylvania school, two different Columbias, right? A Pennsylvania school at a South Carolina school. On Sunday at 2 on ESPN2. So some national TV and Julian Fleming, rock star wide receiver for the Buckeyes, committed, one of the best players in the country, plays for that school in Pennsylvania.
That's Sunday.
Sunday at 2 on ESPN2.
Check it out.
You'll have DeMatha Catholic at St. John Bosco. That's a Maryland at a California right there. And Court Williams, who might be the next bullet guy for Ohio State, plays for St. John Bosco. I believe Wyatt Davis played there, too.
Bosco, I believe you're right.
Yeah, so there you go. Some Buckeye high school football players that are commits will be in action this weekend, so check it out if you want to. All right, we did some out-of-town reading because I sent you the link to the story, too. We read it. Did some out-of-town reading for the college football playoff season. I actually found myself in Alabama. Really liked something that I saw. We'll share that with you next top of the hour. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
This is Ohio State basketball coach Chris Holtman on your home for Buckeye basketball, The Fan.
The Fan.
Ohio's sports destination.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day. Traveling our own highway. No matter.
American spirit.
Buckeye fans, the Ohio State 4-miler is back on Saturday, October 12th in Ohio Stadium. Join your favorite former Buckeyes, Brutus, and the Spirit Squad for your chance to finish on the 50. Registration is now live for the 4-miler, Brutus Bolt Kids Race, and the Diamond Cellar VIP Experience at ohiostate4miler.com. A portion of the race proceeds benefit the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer. The Ohio State 4-miler, presented by Kroger, Raising Cane's, and the Ohio Beef Council. Visit ohiostatefourmiler.com.
Here, BBB's Torch Award for Ethics shines a spotlight on businesses and organizations that exemplify trust in our community. If you are a business leader whose organization promotes high character standards, we encourage you to apply for the 2019 Torch Award for Ethics. For more information on the entry process, to nominate a company, or to join us at our 25th anniversary event, please visit bbbtorchaward.com.
When your furnace or air conditioner stops working, you can always rely on Atlas Butler to get it up and running the same day. So why not depend on Atlas Butler for all your plumbing needs? Our expert plumbers can take care of anything from a clogged drain to a broken water heater. We work on all brands of water heaters and plumbing equipment. One call does it all.
Thinks of the deli, the sunny shores of Waikiki don't typically come to mind. But Boar's Head is anything but typical. Introducing our new bold Aloha Sunshine Turkey. Sweet, savory, and dare we say, tropical. Coated in a savory pineapple-flavored glaze. It's a taste of Polynesian paradise right at your deli. Bon appetit, bon voyage, and of course, Aloha. Bold Aloha Sunshine Turkey. Available fresh from the deli and only from Boar's Head. Compromise elsewhere.
Don't miss out on the huge savings this boating season at Buckeye Lake Marina. Check out Central Ohio's largest selection of over 100 new and used boats inside Buckeye Lake Marina's 15,000 square foot showroom. Visit BuckeyeLakeMarina.com today and we'll see you on the water.
This is Bob Capace, owner of Worthington Jewelers. Our annual remount and upgrade event runs through the 24th. We'll help you with your diamond remount or upgrade to a new style. Shop local and come see us at Worthington Jewelers. One of a kind for a lifetime.
Broadcasting from the Compare Quote Insurance Studios.
They do the shopping. You do the saving. CompareQuoteInsurance.com.
WBNS FM HD1 Columbus.
The Fan.
When they're not playing office basketball, they're doing this. It's the Buckeye Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall.
Maddie, I know my guy Hayden, our producer tonight, Triple H back there. I know he's in on this. I didn't know if you were a Marvel comic book universe nerd I am. Have you seen all the flicks? Have you seen like the recent Endgame or Avengers Infinity War, any of that stuff?
You might as well just go ahead and talk to Hayden right now.
Nothing at all?
No, I'm not into that.
Why?
Why? I don't know. Why?
Star Wars?
No.
No?
No. Hayden, you better be ready here. You're going down a road, buddy, I have no knowledge of.
Are there any movies at all that bring joy to your life?
I enjoyed Batman. Does that count?
Sure, Batman counts.
Okay.
Did you enjoy the recent string of Batmans?
No.
The most recent?
No.
What?
No.
No?
See, you're going... Ask Bob Spears, my baseball broadcast partner, and Hayden has to deal with him as well, but I'm not into this stuff.
No Batman Begins? No Dark Knight? No Dark Knight Rises?
Yes, I've seen Dark Knight.
Okay, so that's
not recent though.
That's the most recent that we've got. I'm not counting that piece of crap with Ben Affleck, the Batman Superman. I'm not even counting that. It's like we talked about some of the SEC teams. I don't even count those.
See, you're wrong there because that's Andy the stuff they pull. That's the crap they pull down there.
Well, I mean, I'm just
they want to talk SEC, but they don't want to include Kentucky and Vanderbilt and Tennessee.
Well, if we were talking about like actually scheduling SEC teams, I would agree with that. I wouldn't say we could schedule Vanderbilt and count that as playing an SEC. Like we're gonna play an SEC, let's like get one of the at least top six guys, like a South Carolina or better. But no. Anyway, I gotta find like some movies that you do enjoy, like Bourne Identities, Bourne Supremacies. Die Hard, Lethal Weapon, something.
What is your story regarding these comics?
What is my story regarding these comics?
What has happened?
You're trying to change the subject on me now. You got to give me some kind of movie that Maddie Andrews enjoys.
I just saw The Lion King.
The Lion King.
Toy Story 4. Does that count with my nephews?
I mean, if you really
I'm not
it,
a big movie guy.
You just don't like movies.
I didn't say that. I did not say I don't like movies.
You're not a big movie guy.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, Hayden, yes, you might have to
mic up.
You might have to commiserate with me because this news sent shockwaves down my spine.
Tell me the news. You've been cussing me out. What's the news?
Spider-Man, the character Spider-Man. All right, you hear me? Sony,
I've seen him,
owned Spider-Man. Like, they somewhere in the past got the rights to the character. And that's why you had, like, these Andrew Garfield films that just stood alone, that weren't really part of the story arc that the Marvel guys had set forth. That's why the Tobey Maguire 3 movies were kind of disconnected from everything that was happening when they started with the Iron Man and kept this, what we have now called MCU, Marvel Comic Book Universe, the 20-plus films that culminated in Endgame. And today it dropped. We knew there was something here. But Spider-Man is now no longer part of the MCU. And they just left us off with the most recent movie. It better just be a roadblock, is what I tweeted out, and not the end of the road for this. This is huge, right, Hayden? It's crippled me today.
Yeah, this is tough. Spider-Man's clearly holding out here. That's what I like to picture it as.
It's a contract holdout.
Yeah, it's a holdout. And it's breaking the hearts and minds of people like you, Tim. And, you know, people like me, it's a tough scene for sure.
It's exactly what this is. This is Spider-Man is Antonio Brown. You know what? He's got cold feet. And
he was back at camp today, though.
Back at camp, right. He's hanging around, but he's kind of coming and going. Cold feet, whatever you want to say. Maybe it's like we can't decide if we want to update the uniform. Like, that would be the helmet that Antonio Brown's upset about. We might want to go to, like, a new Spider-Man mask. Like, we have some updates to the uniforms that we're seeing. Tony Stark sort of did a new thing for him. But this it can't stand. It cannot pass. Because, I mean, they set the whole thing in motion about Spider-Man being pretty much the biggest guy in MCU. So, saw that today. All you comic book movie fans out there that nerd out with me on that, I'm with you. I think it's going to be okay. I think we're going to wind up being all right.
Are you okay?
I'm not okay now.
Okay.
But hopefully in the future, it's going to be okay right there. So, we were reading this article, and it was, what's the dude's name? Joe something,
Goodman.
Right?
Joe Goodman
of AL.com had the piece today. You can check it out where it says college football is broken, but there's a fix. And what he's talking about, and I see it too, I'm not like as dead and gone as Joe's making it out to be, but he's on a track.
You believe it's broken?
I don't believe it's broken.
Good.
But he's on a track right there. I believe it can break if things aren't done. It's like with anything that exists. You've got to put oil in a car. You've got to take it in every, 7,000-10,000 miles, get the tires rotated and balanced. You cannot just let something that you think is good right now just sit in idle, or else it will break. It will wear down. But right now what he's seeing, and it's true for right now, you seem to have the same four or five teams at the top of college football that are competing. And really, if you want to parse it down from that, 2014 now for us was 5 years ago. We got to sort of prove that we can flex and get back up there, because it's really just been Clemson and Alabama. And Georgia was the only other team in the fight in the last 4 years.
So you're saying expand the playoff is what you're saying.
I'm saying I'm a proponent of that, but let's just attack the first one first. Like, is he right in pointing that out? I agree with him. I think there is a little bit of a lack of parity with who's at top right now.
Well, the top two clearly have been the top two for what, the last 4 years, 3 years?
No one can really even dispute that. And beyond that, it really is Oklahoma, Ohio State, and Georgia. That's kind of the consensus top five. And then I think there's a gap after that. And then maybe you talk LSU.
Well, Washington's in the discussion.
Washington, yeah. But what have they done?
Well, they were in the playoffs 2 years ago.
But they didn't do anything.
Well, does that mean that they're not going to be worthy of a Final Four recognition and serve as a semifinal opponent and a chance to dethrone somebody?
I think it kind of does, until proven otherwise.
Joshua Berry, you can tell me. I remember back in 2014 when the Buckeyes seemingly were just fine in terms of dethroning Alabama.
Well, wait, are you saying last year?
No, 14.
That was
14.
Right, 14. That's 5 years ago.
I got you. But yeah, that can happen. That can happen. It's not broke. We're not broke. Somebody needs to go beat those two teams. Beat Alabama. Beat Clemson.
Well, I agree with you.
That doesn't make it broke.
Easier said than done.
Do you remember when Florida State was dominant in the 90s? Did we think it was broken then? Florida State and, I don't know, Miami? Who was the dominant 2-3 teams then in the 90s?
Look,
Ohio State was dominant?
Teams rise up and have their run, right? Clemson's on a run right now.
No,
Bama's
no question.
Been on a run right now. I agree that it's a small group of teams, and maybe we could.
You're, doesn't mean it's broke.
Maybe we could go back and look at the eras, and there's probably always going to be like a select number of teams that are involved. I guess maybe the point would be, would it be a bad thing if we could break out of that and maybe have 15 contenders, like real contenders?
I don't want 16.
In college football.
No, that's for another day argument. But
I'm not saying. And he comes to the end of his article and talks about like if you agree with the fact that there's only four or five teams that are really even competing for a national championship, and really when we boil it down, there's only two right now that are competing for the national championship. The teams we just said, Clemson and Bama. It's tough to really disagree on that. Then you wouldn't be against expanding the college football
playoff.
Well, then
playoff. Why don't we just cancel the season and let them play? Let them play. Let them play. If
just put
broke,
them in the, put
them
in the game?
I mean, that I don't buy it. It's not broken. You've got 120 schools going out there with the idea of a Boise State running undefeated and having some sort of chance. And I'm not saying Boise State is on the level of those two. But that's part of the beauty of the playoff system, I think, which I think needs to be expanded to 8. But I don't think it's a broken system.
I'm with you.
That's me.
I'm with you. Let's expand to 8. 16 to me, I think there's so many more logistics that would have to be discussed before we go to 16. I'm always for let's take a smaller step. Like we did this. It took a long time to get two extra teams into the party. That's two extra teams that have a chance. They haven't been able to do their job when they got there. I mean, it's still the teams, the true big boys right now have been getting it done, but at least two others are in the party and get a chance to do that.
You want a chance to do the job.
I just think if we get 8 teams in there, because there's something to be said for the exposure that hits a university when you are at least in it. And you do. You want to make sure, like last time we got to that thing, you don't get embarrassed. And that's on nobody else but us, like for losing 31 to nothing. You have a chance to take a swipe at, you know, what is one of the kings of college football right now. And we've had some trouble with Dabo Swinney. And that's got to be a thing that sort of sticks in the back of your mind now. And the next time you see those colors, those uniforms, that you got to climb a mountain. You got to get over a little hurdle and just do it. But I think the more you get more teams to the party, it lets some more guys in through the revolving door. And then you get that TV revenue, you get that exposure, you might get a little bit more kickbacks in recruiting where maybe one other 4 or 5-star recruit thinks of you and maybe chooses to stay in state or go to your place instead of going to a Clemson or Bama if those guys are calling. Or even at Ohio State for that matter.
But you think it could be broke, it's the same two every year, yet you want to expand it. You want more teams to have a chance.
Well, yeah.
Okay, well that's what I'm saying. I mean, let's expand this thing.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Me too. Yeah. Let's go to 8. We went to 4. Let's go to 8. Again, I'm not saying it's broken right now, but like my previous point, if you don't do anything, it could get stale. And I don't want college football to ever feel that way.
I don't think college football is ever going to get stale. I think the money is incredibly...
Well, I think there's a lot of other issues that are attacking it. A lot of other issues. I mean...
Check the ratings in 3 months and get back with me.
No, I mean, that's... It doesn't matter if the ratings are still going to be there with some of the issues like paying players and things like that.
I get
just
that.
Just things that could
but
happen.
But people are not shying away from the game because it's stale. The same team is winning. I really don't believe that.
Well, I mean, we're only looking, like, which ratings are we looking at? The college football playoff ratings, they're good. I'd have to go back and check, like, how they've compared the last 2 or 3 years, though, based on... If we keep seeing Bama and Clemson, is it going to start to go down like the national number because we've been seeing the same game? Like you and me, we're still watching it.
Yeah. Isn't the average fan going to watch regardless of who's playing?
You would like to
think
so.
The average fan.
You'd like to think so.
I'm not talking about.
Because it's a national championship game. But it's easier to say that than to actually, like if it happened 3 more years, would that be something where we go, wow, this is incredible that they keep doing this? Almost like what the Patriots have done with their dynasty, or will we say, this sucks. Like, I am, will somebody please beat those guys?
That's part of the...
They could be the latter.
That's part of the intrigue, you know? Does team A, B, or C have a chance? Can they get it done?
I hope we're a team that can get it done. We should be. And he actually takes a shot at Ohio State. At the
Pyramid, it's the last sentence.
But hey, do you have it in front of you right now?
I do.
I'm not staring at it. But like, I take it. I'll just take it. I'll take the shot. So you know what? We do. We got to win a college football playoff game or win a national championship.
This from Joe Goodman's article. His last sentence says, you know, it's bad when Ohio State can't even compete anymore.
Yeah.
No wonder Urban quit again. But
boy.
Yeah. Dumb.
There you go. There you go.
That's it. SEC shot right there.
Hey though, let's take that. We haven't won a college football playoff game since we won the national championship. That's a fact. That's a fact.
The boys are also going for the third straight Big Ten championship. That's a fact too.
Okay, but we're talking about
They weren't put in the tournament last year, and I understand the reasons that happened.
Right. And if it was eight, you'd definitely be in. That is also a fact.
The game's not stale.
Okay. Let's make sure that it stays not stale. Do whatever we can. All right, some schedule talk, an injury bug hitting one Big Ten West school, and more as we get to the Big Ten Insider. My guy Matty Andrews in for Beamer. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
You save the crew. We air the crew. Your radio home for the Columbus crew all season long. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, Better Business Bureau of Central Ohio, and Rev Local, in partnership with Ohio State Athletics, is pleased to launch the Scarlet and Gray Business Network. This program supports the Ohio small business community and associates your business with one of the strongest brands in college athletics, the Ohio State Buckeyes. To learn more or to join the Scarlet and Gray Business Network, visit sgbnetwork.com. Presented by the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, Better Business Bureau of Central Ohio, and Rev Local, digital marketing for your business.
Toyota's national clearance event is on. Now through September 3rd, get a low-mileage lease on a new, built-in USA 2019 Highlander LE for $239 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS, tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details. Or get any new gas-powered 2019 Highlander with $3,000 cash back. For all Toyota offers, see your Toyota dealer or go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
For over 30 years, Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse has been serving Columbus with the finest award-winning thick-cut aged steaks. Consistently voted Columbus's best steakhouse, Hyde Park is also rated excellent by Zagat Guide as one of the top steakhouses in the country. Enjoy happy hour cocktails Monday through Friday with bar plates starting at $5. Located in Upper Arlington, downtown, and Dublin, Hyde Park can accommodate events for groups of 6 to 300. Hyde Park knows Buckeye fans demand the best. That's why there are proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Adina Health System is South Central Ohio's trusted name in healthcare, dedicated to providing you and your family with the best possible care right here in our community. Adina is leading the way in bringing state-of-the-art technology to our region, including robotic-assisted surgery and cutting-edge cancer treatment. It's all part of Adina's mission to provide you with experienced care that's close to family and close to home. Learn more at adina.org. Adina Health System, here for life.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. So now she's going out with that creep Nathan.
Cops are out there, and they'll see you before you see them. They're cracking down on drinking and driving all across the country. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Come on over to Heartland.
Now, with all the bank consolidation going on, are you now truly just a number? Who's helping you with your financial affairs? Do they work together as a team for your best returns and decisions? Come see why community banking is the place to be. I'm Scott McComb, CEO, coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Where banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you wake up on Saturday morning and think to yourself, I miss those two dumb radio idiots, we've got you covered. Common Man and T-Bone Weekend, Saturday mornings at 10.
Presented by Kevin Kurgis and sponsored by Comfort Dental.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
I like daffodils, tulips, the big dinner plate dahlias. I loved being in the garden, but I wasn't going to be able to because I couldn't not only walk, but I couldn't really stand on my foot without being in pain. It was excruciating. So my husband said, let's go to the Good Feet store.
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Terry live the life they love without letting their feet get in the way.
This nice young man said, I think I can help you. He got the arch support, and I was fitted. And I kept walking back and forth across the store, and I looked at my husband and burst into tears because it was the first time in a year that I have not had any pain in my foot. I have had no pain since the day I bought him. Now I can do whatever I want. There isn't any place on my property that doesn't have flowers blooming 365 days a year. I still can't believe it. My name is Terry, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
Call 880-9255 or visit the Good Feet store on Polaris Parkway or Grove City.
Let's listen in on Tire Discounters behind the scenes.
Wow, Mr. Allen, have you seen what's going on?
Huh.
Buy three, get one free on Nexans and the best deals of the year on Michelin.
Unbelievable.
And save up to $120 on Coopers and...
Son, you talking to me? Right now I'm focused on the toe angle on this alignment. Details matter, son.
Oh, alignment. You're saying we can't forget about the free alignment when you buy four tires with standard installation.
Yeah, now it's perfect.
Toyota's national clearance event is on. Now through September 3rd, get a low-mileage lease on a new, built-in-the USA 2019 Highlander LE for $239 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS, tax title and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details. Or get any new gas-powered 2019 Highlander with $3,000 cash back. For all Toyota offers, see your Toyota dealer or go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
The Buckeyes Show is presented by Columbus Mitsubishi North. Visit columbusmitsu.com today. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
It's Big Ten Insider. All the news and notes from across the conference.
Brought to you by United Dairy Farmers. United Dairy Farmers are keeping it fresh in the neighborhood. Handmade malts, nitro cold brew coffees, and so much more.
You got to love our guy, Joshua Perry, who's sitting back there in the cubicle space getting ready for the NFL hour. He just ran in here as we were having the discussion on the fly. And then we turned into like wanting some numbers. And since Hayden wasn't going to do it, Joshua just threw out some ratings from some of the games and just came in here and just blurted them out. So I jotted them down. And after we're done with the Big Ten Insider, we'll jump back into what we were talking about. The does college football need a fix? Matty A over here just gung-ho. No, no, never. It's not stale. So we'll go back into that. But a couple of things here.
I said it could go to 8 and I'd be fine with that. But
we agree.
Right.
But you were saying not... You were kind of passionate about that. Even the sound of something about college football being broken.
I don't think it's
got under your skin.
Yeah, a little bit.
I could tell. I could sit here. I could tell. Got under your skin a little bit. Like, don't talk about my football that way.
Well, I've got breaking Big Ten news for you, Tim.
What's the breaking
news?
Did you
see
that
Illinois has named a quarterback?
Oh, I had an Illinois thing here.
Right.
Wow. Two Illinois things? Let's stop the segment.
Oskiwawa, baby. That's our fight song.
What happened?
Brandon Peters, Michigan transfer, has been named their quarterback today by Lovie Smith.
Do you know who else was fighting for it over there at Illinois? Anyone we knew? No, that's the answer.
No. I don't know. Wait a minute.
Say it proudly. No, we don't know.
Here we go. Corin Taylor never took a snap. MJ Rivers, most experienced. They transferred. Hype around Isaiah Williams, but it's... not going to be any of them. It'll be Peters from Michigan.
There's no juice. You know, Illinois lost another key guy. And the thing about Illinois is you're not going to have the depth, right? Like, think about the depth that we got here at Ohio State at every single position. Think about the lack of depth that Lovie Smith's got at Illinois. Like, they're not Ron Zooking that thing anymore.
They'd love some Buckeye third teamers.
Oh, my God. At least some Buckeye backups would be full throttle starters. Maybe some all Big Ten dudes because of the time they're going to get. I like to think that this kid that they just lost for the season, this sucks. But Marquez Beeson, who was a Texas kid, a four-star recruit, this was like the Rondale Moore get for Illinois.
Buckeyes offered him, right?
Buckeyes did offer him. So this is a dude that had a scholarship offer from Ohio State, from LSU, from Texas A&M. He was from Texas. deemed as their best recruit in a decade. Mm. Best rated recruit since 2009. What are you going to say? Like Lovie Smith said, it's unfortunate. He was one of the highlights early on. He's going to be a great player. Right knee injury. He was on crutches last week. He was carted off. And he's going to have a season-ending knee surgery. And I'm not seeing if it's the ACL, patellar tendon, what with the knee. But he is going to be done. He was making a massive impact in camp. That sucks. You'd probably think he chose to go there because you could get on the field a little bit quicker and not have to beat out other 4- and 5-star studs. Maybe get on some Big Ten teams, be a 3-year player, and done. You can still get NFL looks when you're at one of these programs. You're playing the top competition week in and week out.
For sure, and not like Illinois' defense needed this. They've had a lot of injury already. Bobby Rountree, defensive end.
Led
the team last year with 8 sacks.
He's out
off season,
right?
Swimming accident that happened, in the spring.
Yep, something happened to him in the pool. Jeez.
Mm.
Pay attention to those no diving signs. I don't even know if that's what that was, but man, don't jump off of roofs into pools and don't dive in the shallow end. Be sure we're doing that. So Michigan's schedule, a little bit of a discussion on Michigan's schedule right here.
It's good advice for young Jack.
I watch him. And he almost cracked his head on the side of the pool earlier this summer. You got to watch. So some people are looking at Michigan's schedule and saying it's one of the best in the country. I got no problem with that.
The best or the toughest?
It's one of the, whatever you call that, toughest. Yeah, I would say toughest.
Because if I'm hearing best schedule, run me to 13-0.
Yeah, you look at that as two wildly different things.
Right.
I would say toughest.
Okay.
Let's make sure we're on the same page here. Talking about toughest, and Brandon Knapp, he's writing for one of the Michigan, like USA Today sites, says, looking at the schedule for Michigan football, it seemed tough, but with a few breaks, they would have their 3 biggest games of the season at home. And with the release of the first AP Top 25 poll on Monday, though, it showed it's tougher than expected. The Wolverines play 6 with a possibility of a 7th-ranked teams this season. Now, this certainly could change, as we know, as 2 or 3 teams could still be ranked in December. But as of today, it's a big challenge. I think the point is, a lot of the Big Ten teams now are saying the same thing. Because, 6 or 7 teams are ranked. 7 if you include Northwestern being 25th in the coaches' poll. So when you... If you're not one of those ranked teams in the Big Ten, and it depends on how much of the cross-divisional games you're catching, I've seen a lot of Big Ten teams already now boasting 6 ranked opponents. And Ohio State, if you're going to count Northwestern, has 6. But the one difference with Notre Dame, the one difference with Michigan is the game against Notre Dame on their schedule. So fine, that rises up another notch. But my one point is, all like the FPI football power index that has Michigan so much better than Ohio State right now. Ohio State's got to play Michigan on the road. Michigan gets to play Ohio State, who some people are looking at as being a worse team at home. So is it all that much of a difference? Ohio State's got a weaker non-conference schedule. They have Cincy at home versus Notre Dame, a highly ranked team that's in the top 10. But you catch Northwestern on the road, ranked team. You catch Nebraska on the road, ranked team. You catch Wisconsin, ranked team. 3 really good ones in the cross-division games.
And I think the game with Army is sneaky for Michigan. Very sneaky early. Now,
and they have that too. Army's good.
That game with Notre Dame is in late October. I don't believe it's in September this year as usual. So that's in late October. But this list has Michigan 5. Auburn is the 4th toughest. And then a couple of SEC teams along with Auburn. Actually, one other. USC is that's Southern California. Then South Carolina. And then number 1. And Tim, we were talking about this back in the cubes earlier. The Stanford Cardinal have the toughest schedule in America, according to this fella.
It just depends. I mean, the non-conference schedule easily wins, right?
Northwestern, Central Florida.
At Central Florida.
Yes, and Notre Dame.
You're not going to find 3 non-conference games that are that tough. And that's a team that plays a 9-game conference schedule. I know Central Florida isn't, but how good they are right now, you could easily say that as that's 3 Power 5 opponents. And no one does that. Nobody does that. That's tough.
Yeah, that's brutal. That's a brutal schedule.
And even though the Pac-12 were trying to decide if they can get back on their horse and be good again, at USC. You got Oregon, who's got a really good quarterback right now. They're thought to be much better. Washington
at the Palouse
was in the Rose Bowl.
They're ranked.
Colorado's getting better at Colorado. Wazoo and Cal. That's a tough one. Again, you just don't know over some of those, like Auburn's schedule, South Carolina's schedule, too. Those are ridiculous. Catching all like the top dogs in the SEC. That's ridiculous. All right, back to some of those. We'll hit them with you next. Is the discussion can't talk that we were having about college football in general, expanding to eight teams. Why get under Matty Andrews' skin a little bit more on if the system could break in, say, a decade from now, if nothing is done to tinker or alter with the format to get this thing, get some more teams in the fight, get some more teams in the party. I know we can't, maybe some guys have to step up and do it themselves, but can we do something to give more teams an opportunity to go and do that, to get back up and have a fight for a national championship? More of that coming up next. It's the Buckeyes Show right here on The Fan.
Bishop and Laurinaitis expands to 3 hours starting Monday. Adjust your life accordingly.
Live and local from 9 a.m. to noon.
The Fan.
I'm a foodie. Have you ever heard the definition of a foodie? That's someone who says their favorite food is the one they haven't tried yet. But I'm also a lover. I love working on American, Asian, and European vehicles, light-duty trucks, and fleets. I'm Eric Raber, owner of ER Auto Care. One thing that I hear that irritates a lot of people is auto repair centers insisting on an appointment before you can come in. At ER Auto Care, you come in when you want to come. No appointment necessary. Get a free inspection with an estimate and no high-pressure sales tactics. We fix same day or next day, and you're never stranded with our free loaner car on every repair. Give us a call at 614-363-0509. ER Auto Care, 20 minutes west of Columbus at 8005 Lafayette Plain City Road in Plain City, and on the web at erautocare.com. That's erautocare.com. erautocare.com.
Hi, Mark Bleeks from Mobile Center, powered by Sprint. I want to personally thank you, the Fan listeners, for your business over the past several years. We strive daily to provide the best service for you and your family's wireless needs. Your phone and the Sprint network is very important. In fact, it's often the lifeline to the ones you love. Thank you for letting Mobile Center and Sprint play a small piece in keeping your family connected and safe. Visit us today at mobilecenterinc.com and let us know how we can help you stay connected. That's mobilecenterinc.com.
If you've been diagnosed with prostate cancer, explore all your treatment options, including CyberKnife. CyberKnife is just 5 treatments, not the typical 40 or more for other treatments. CyberKnife is non-invasive with minimal risk of side effects like impotence and incontinence. Our CyberKnife team is committed to helping you decide the right treatment for your prostate cancer. It's your prostate, your cancer, and your choice. Call us at 380-898-8300 or visit our website at columbusck.com. Columbus CyberKnife is a service of Mount Carmel.
No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there is no guarantee you will experience these results.
It's never too early to play in your fantasy football league. Join the Fan at the Ultimate Fantasy Football Draft Party at Hollywood Casino Columbus on Saturday, August 24th. Sign up at 971thefan.com.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966 for help. Must be 21 or older to enter.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, not for sale to minors. Website restricted to adults 21 and over.
Let's be real. Most smokers aren't looking for some overcomplicated vaping machine. That's why we created MyBlu. MyBlu is simple. Our pre-filled liquid pods mean there's no mess. One charge and MyBlu lasts all day. And with our range of flavors and nicotine options, you have a choice. MyBlu answers on what matters for smokers. Real nicotine satisfaction.
Find MyBlu in a store near you or order online. MyBlu.com.
Hey, I'm Robbie.
And I'm Brett.
And I'm Dave, baby.
And we work with the great people at the Buffalo Bayou Partnership to protect and maintain the waterways in our community.
That's right, we do.
At American Family Insurance, we know that with the right support
and the right team,
any dream is possible.
Like our dream to have cleaner waterways in our hometown.
Every dream deserves a champion. Find your dream champion at AmFam.com. American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At the James, we know there's no such thing as routine prostate cancer. That's why we bring together experts from a variety of disciplines to analyze your cancer at the genetic level. This approach results in advanced targeted treatments and minimally invasive surgeries, leading to better outcomes, fewer side effects, and more hope. At the James, we go beyond the routine to prevent, detect, treat, and cure your prostate cancer. To learn more, call 1-800-293-5066.
We believe in food.
Grown in the fields of Ohio.
In clean air and water.
And in preserving farmland forever.
We believe in opportunities for the next generation.
For nearly 100 years,
Ohio Farm Bureau has been bringing people together.
Join us in the journey.
Together.
Together.
Together with farmers.
Visit togetherwithfarmers.org.
4 to 6 seconds of relentless effort. And for the rest of the segment, hitting the oxygen mask. It's the Buckeye Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall.
All right, I got my friend Matty Andrews filling in for Beamer tonight. And look, he just ran in here in the break yelling all the stats to us. So Joshua Perry's already here getting prepped, as any good man would be getting prepped for the NFL hour.
Sure.
Coming up in 30 minutes. And thanks for popping in the studio. We got a great Buckeye linebacker with us now. So two just became three.
Just like that.
What's up, Joshua?
How we doing?
We're good. You gravitated to that discussion we were having at the top of the hour. You could tell him Matty was getting pissed off.
Do you think college football is stale, Joshua?
No. I'm a college football fan. This is the deal. I don't think anything is wrong with college football. I think the consumers are different now. And so you got to do different things. People want to stream. People want to be on the go. People don't want to go into the stadiums, all that kind of stuff. So we have to be prepared for that transition. But in terms of the excitement of the game, in terms of the prestige of some of these games, I think it's all there.
The one thing, though, that, I mean, you could speak to this as a player, too. We might wake up one day and players just reach a breaking point.
What do you mean?
Because something else becomes available. We don't think about it now because it just seems crazy.
Like, the breaking point is that you're not getting a check. I feel like that's the deal.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And you can understand that.
Well, I mean, if the XFL opened up to high school players and said, hey, you know, we'll put you up and we'll let you enroll in online classes and you can come make a little bit of money while you're honing your skills in league. I feel like a lot of great players, all they need is one. All they need is one top rated guy to do it. And then the second guy goes and then you lose college football.
It's what I think about as a college basketball fan. You know, every year that we go into this, it's still in its infancy, but you've got guys like Darius Baisley that are just, you know, middle fingering college basketball and saying, well, screw that. I'll just hang out with New Balance. At first, it was going to be the G League. Then it was just New Balance for a year. And then he's going to go off and try to be a professional.
$1 million internship right there.
$1 million internship. It's like, it's different still for football because where the league is, it's still a 3 year out of high school proposition. Right. But that doesn't mean, like you said, another professional league might not pop up and say, hey, we'll start paying you now. We know we're probably not going to compete with the NFL, but maybe there's an avenue. Maybe we can steal some from college football. But you pointed out the ratings.
The ratings, sure. Yeah. That's kind of the deal. And again, I think part of it is, you know, where consumers are going to find and consume football. But yeah, there's been a little bit of a dip. And especially since the first one, obviously there was a mystique with that, but just kind of a steady little decline.
So here it is. I'll run it back from that first one, and we still got the best one. So, right?
Buckeyes,
Ducks, 18.6, the rating number, right? And just basically short and sweet. The bigger the number is, the better. The more millions of people were watching.
That was the first year.
First year. So, yeah, there is, like you said, some added excitement and how this is looking. 15 was the second one, a 15 rating. 14.2, and these are Clemson Bama's, right? Both those. Then the Georgia Bama, 15.6. And then the third installment of Clemson Bama last year, which was Trevor Lawrence. I mean, that was an electrifying game. They destroyed him. But you wonder, like, how much of that number captures the full game of people moving in and out because the game starts to be a blowout.
Right.
13.8, worst one of all of them.
Yeah, and that's what we're seeing. I think there's a little bit of frustration. Like, for example, if you're an Ohio State fan and you didn't get in the playoff and then you watch the performance that Ohio State had in the Rose Bowl, are you going to watch the national championship game thinking that could have been us in there? You know, there's probably a little bit of that going on, too, where some fan bases might be a little bit turned off. Like, listen, I'm not going to watch this. Georgia, why am I going to watch this? We should have been up there. We're one of the best teams.
How do you think, to this point, it affects the regular season? I know we've looked at the championship ratings, the semifinal ratings. Now, I'm not sure that I would sit here and argue as vehemently that college football hasn't gone a little bit stale in the regular season.
Sure. I think the interesting thing with the regular season is I think teams start to understand now you can drop one early, right? You got to play your best ball at the end of the year. And then I think the discussion that me and Timmy had last night when I was hosting with him is the fact that these preseason rankings and these polls that come out absolutely influence what goes on at the end of the year. Because if you're a top team at the beginning of the year, you might be able to drop one, maybe two, and still be up there in that, you know, 5-6 range just based off of what people thought about you at the beginning of the year. If you're ranked number 22 at that initial poll and you go on a tear, maybe you drop one game, you're not getting up
there.
Sure.
Let me ask both you guys this, though. And for me personally, I got to leave March Madness. I got to leave the NCAA tournament off the table, just personal feelings. What is the best postseason in sports to you? What's the best, Matt?
No, I'd have to say March Madness.
No. Leave that off the list.
I thought it was just for you.
Joshua?
Man, the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs are pretty spectacular.
Good for you. I still got to go with college football. And I am personally, I love the pageantry of college football. I think second to me would be NFL. When you start getting to conference championship games, I'm watching the playoffs. I'm in there.
The NFL, to me, it's awesome. It's single elimination.
Yep.
It's compelling. I think they have a balanced number of teams that gets to the party. 8 is just too much to me for professional sports,
sure,
where it's more than half of the conference that gets in. 6 is great. I think rarely have we seen like that 6 seed with the format where you can still get in at a 7-9, but I think it proves the point that 7-9 team never really has done much,
sure,
in the postseason, but it's just great. And like you said, you get the conference championship Sunday where you get 2 teams, and then with everything that is the Super Bowl. I just think the more that college football can do to get a little bit closer to that format, because we, as American sports fans, consume the crap out of the NFL playoffs. It's so great.
And wouldn't college football, by immediately going to 6 or 8, come close to what the NFL is doing in your mind?
Yes, it gets a step closer, and that's why I'm a big proponent of it.
Yeah, I'm a 6-team guy. You know, I think if there is some expansion coming for the college football playoff, it's got to be 6 teams. And you can sit here, I can say confidently that I think that any of the top 6 teams from last year, when you include Georgia in there, when you include Ohio State in there, would have been able to compete with Clemson and Alabama to be able to play in that national championship game. Now, I'm saying after you get past 6, maybe 7 and 8 is not going to be as strong of a game. And so that's why I don't think the 8-team works. I think you could do 6 teams, you do a 3-6, you do a 4-5, 1-2, get a bye, and then you go play from there.
When you're playing against Alabama in the national semifinal, this doesn't even register, right?
Right.
There's no thought of this, but there also wasn't the supremacy yet of Alabama Clemson.
Sure.
At that point.
Sure. And I think the thing for us was we were doing everything in real time. The way that it was happening, the way that y'all saw it played out the same way for us. We had no expectation. We didn't know what the committee was going to think. We didn't know what the selection process was going to be like. We didn't know how they were going to rank teams when that first ranking came out, what their criteria was really going to be. And I think now that we're a few years into it, we have a little bit of a clearer picture.
But we still don't know what the criteria is.
Well, and so that's when you get to the end, that's where the questions start to pop up, because then you get Notre Dame won a lot of games. They don't have a conference championship. They might have skated by. Their schedule is strong. What do we do here? We get Georgia is leading or tied with Alabama for all but 8 minutes of both of the competitions they had with them. Are they still one of the top teams? And you can legitimately make a case that they are. That's what's interesting about the playoff. But I feel like we all know who the blue bloods are, and that's the one thing that makes it a little bit stale.
I know a lot of people out there, and I've not necessarily been the biggest advocate for making sure that this team always has a chance, but I can recognize that there's a lot of college football fans that do, because I think we've all wondered about some of the Utah teams,
sure,
some of the Boise State teams, and these Central Florida teams. I am hesitant. I don't think, like, when you see what Bama and Clemson look like, I mean, let's be honest, we can give them a shot, but it ain't going to go too well.
Yeah.
But if they earn their way in, if, you know, most people can sit there and say, like, we take a focus group or a poll, do they deserve to be in the party? Like, one of those top eight seeds. Central, whatever you say, I don't think it has to be like the best non-power five, but just if we have a committee that thinks that that team in that year is a top eight team, then let's have them in.
So
let's have them in.
I guess my argument to that was, if you look at last year, I think the only team that you would have said UCF could have competed against would have been Notre Dame, just from their showing in the playoff, right?
Sure.
But the rest of the top six teams, you would have probably said any of those matchups, the rest of the top six would have been favored, and you would have been confident that they would have won. And I feel like that's the drop-off.
Or could win.
Yes.
Or really could win on a neutral site.
And that's where I think the drop-off happens. That's why I said I think six teams is fair. When you start talking expansion, you start talking about wear and tear on players' bodies. These guys aren't getting paid. Coaches, they're going to get their bonuses. They're going to get all that money in. They're going to get all the great bowl gifts, watches, jewelry, all that kind of stuff. But there's a strain that comes on the players too. And that's part of my evaluation of this process, is what's best for college football, but what's also best for the players.
In your final six, five automatic qualifiers, one at large or not?
That's a great question. I don't even think that you could go like there's a power five represented from every conference because
I still don't
feel like you have to
rank them.
Because I feel like you couldn't tell me that the team out of the Pac-12 was going to be better than Georgia.
There could be three SEC teams.
And that's the deal.
There could be three Big Ten teams that you feel are the best.
Yeah.
I'd like to keep it that way where you just rank them.
No doubt.
Joshua, thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah.
Awesome. Your other guy here?
I think so.
We don't should be.
He's a radio pro.
We got our guy right here.
Chill out. Don't do that.
He's going to be in here in 5 minutes.
Maybe.
So I don't see him back there. You'll get to have that fight, and that should be pretty good. I'm just going to sit here and listen to how that plays
out.
Joshua,
great. Have a great year.
I appreciate
ETN,
it.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, buddy. That's
no
good
doubt.
Stuff. Matty Ice, the other part of the NFL Hour. We'll pick his brain a little bit about what he's looking forward to with Bucks camp, with the season starting up. That's next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Your home of the Buckeyes, Jackets, NFL, Major League Baseball, and pretty much everything you can shake a stick at. What? It's a saying. The Fan.
Buckeye fans, the Ohio State 4-miler is back on Saturday, October 12th in Ohio Stadium. Join your favorite former Buckeyes, Brutus, and the Spirit Squad for your chance to finish on the 50. Registration is now live for the 4-miler, Brutus Bolt Kids Race, and the Diamond Cellar VIP experience at ohiostate4miler.com. A portion of the race proceeds benefit the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer. The Ohio State 4-miler, presented by Kroger, Raising Cane's, and the Ohio Beef Council. Visit ohiostatefourmiler.com. For more info, and we'll see you in the shoe.
Who can help you score a touchdown with your finances? How about our friends at Credit Union of Ohio? Whether you're looking to buy a new home or make upgrades like a finished basement to watch all the big games, their team of experts will help you get the funds you need. It's a great time to make those renovations you've been dreaming about. Credit Union of Ohio is your local mortgage lender. Learn more about their home loan options at cuofohio.org. That's cuofohio.org. NCUA Insured, Equal Housing Lender.
Box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we're all about quality. We mix cane sauce in our restaurants every day. And our chicken is hand-battered and cooked to order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. And our lemonade is always freshly squeezed.
Love the window.
And why do we do all this? Because it makes a difference. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Do you feel that? The season is getting closer. Buckeye football comes your way in 11 days.
Sponsored by your Central Ohio Toyota dealers. Visit buyatoyota.com.
Your Ohio State flagship station, The Fan.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed.
Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
The lady on the phone had a problem. She had been told she needed a new air conditioner and was calling to get a second opinion. This is Mike Weens, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. We sent Jeff out later to look at her system. When he put his gauges on the air conditioner, he found it was completely empty. So Jeff pressurized the system and found the leak. Inside the air conditioner, there was a perfectly round hole the size of a sheet metal screw in one of the copper tubes. What caused the hole? The chances of a perfectly round hole in a straight copper tube happening through wear are about the same as being caused by a chipmunk with an attitude and a drill. Draw your own conclusion, but the first company pays commissions to its techs to sell replacement air conditioners. At CARE Heating and Cooling, our techs are paid to fix air conditioners, not sell them. But if a new air conditioner is needed, a specialist will advise you as to your best choice, and you will find our cost to be surprisingly affordable. C-A-R-E, CARE Heating and Cooling, 1-800-COOLING. When you need a company you can trust.
My Choice, the premier gaming loyalty program, is now at 3 Hollywood destinations and over 35 locations nationwide. During our My Choice My Summer giveaway, you could win free play or the grand prize, a Mercedes-Benz or $20,000 cash. At the grand finale drawing July 26th, August 30th, and September 27th at Hollywood, Dayton, Lawrenceburg, and Columbus. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call 1-800-589-9966 or visit www.org.ohio.gov for help. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Don't cry if you missed your favorite show. Go to 971thefan.com. Pick your show and enjoy the podcast. On demand anytime. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. They didn't play in college, but they're really good at throwing those tiny rubber footballs. It's the Buckeye Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall.
All right, so all must be pretty good down at Ohio State today. Checking some of the guys we follow on Twitter. Just this Jonathan Cooper thing that we're trying to figure out. And I know we had Shark down there, so we had Jeff Hafley and Brian Hartline, DBs and wide receivers. We're going to talk today, so we'll have some sound to feed your way. But trying to get to the bottom of this Jonathan Cooper injury. And it's funny how just yesterday when I was in the facility, Ryan Day pretty much looked at everybody and said, I can't remember who the reporter was asking about, but it was an injury question. And he just kind of fired right back, yeah, that's kind of going to be the policy around here. We're just not going to talk much about injuries. And you're kind of like, well, okay. Well, we kind of always have had an idea about injuries. And if it's something that you can see and you can hear or whatever out on the field, you know someone's hurt, you kind of expect something to be released about that player. But we've kind of heard both sides of that throughout, you know, college football, and we kind of never seem to get to quite a common ground, which is why, like, injury reports have become sort of a mandated thing. We got it clearly in the NFL, but we'll see where we go with that with Jonathan Cooper, who apparently has this high ankle sprain, so we'll find out. Matty Andrews is in here. He's been filling in with Beamer, doing a great job. Matty Ice, he's in here right now, too, and it's good to have him in here.
I'm in the house.
You made it.
What do you mean I made it?
I don't know what I meant by you made it.
Matt said that when I walked in, you guys were doubting that I was going to be here tonight. Is that what that was? I'm always here, man. I'm always here.
You are always here.
You're just in a different location.
You're filling in on every different show possible. You're having your chicken and broccoli tonight.
Yeah, man. Had to get that in, you know, before I hop on there with my guy JP. Now, this is news to me, and obviously this is bad news to Buckeye Nation. This is just coming down. Was there a practice held tonight? Is that what we're getting at here? Is this literally just coming down, or what happened?
This was reported but not confirmed earlier in this evening.
Earlier this evening. Okay. There's a possible, high ankle sprain. Is that what you just said, Timmy, for Jonathan Cooper? Well, obviously,
that's what I said.
That ain't good news. One of your seven captains a week away from taking on FAU, you know, down the street at the Shoe, that's a problem. I mean, that would be a problem. Now, you would think that you being Ohio State and then being FAU could find a way to get that thing done. But I've been very adamant about the week two game and how I think that's going to get a little sticky with Fick coming up here.
Keep in mind, none of this has been confirmed.
Okay.
Let me just read what Tim May was on the show earlier.
Absolutely.
Earlier this evening, but what he said on his Twitter account is hearing that newly elected captain Jonathan Cooper is dealing with a lower leg ailment, probably high ankle sprain, might have undergone procedure to enhance healing. OSU has not confirmed. I have not heard that he necessarily will miss games because of it, but just say if it's true, you got a high ankle sprain, there could also be a chance. Those are nagging injuries. You might want to not, if you want to play it safe, maybe you aim for week three or something. We're getting awfully high ankle sprains have taken months.
Yes,
a month
that's what
or
I'm
so
saying.
To recover.
This is
from.
A problem. Chase Young played on it all last year, or most of last year.
Right.
A high ankle sprain?
I believe so.
Well, here's the thing. If there's one guy I'll trust his word, it's going to be Tim May. And he's not going to throw anything out there if he thinks it's BS, right? So, I mean, we'll wait for confirmation, whether that's from Coach Day or the school or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, that's an issue right now.
Tim also just tweeted out while I had his timeline up there, just left the interviews. So, you know, sometimes it was supposed to be like 6:15, whatever. You don't know how stuff gets pushed back over there. Says, you know, Halfley, wide receivers, DBs, everything I just said, Hartline. Sense of confidence for both groups is palpable, especially the DBs, who know the defense has to improve a lot from last year. We'll have stories next couple days. Is watching their Letterman Row. Listen to us on the Fan. We'll have that stuff tomorrow.
It's a very confident Woody Hayes. Well, I mean, the depth, they see it, they know it, they talk it, they're not afraid to talk it, they're very confident.
And you know what else they're probably liking right now? Is that all this national love that Michigan's getting, right? As a lot of people really think that Michigan's going to hold this thing down representing the Big Ten East, and they're hearing that for sure, and you got some veteran guys, especially in that DB room, that, like Timmy just said, no, we got to step up and ball out this year. So, no, that doesn't surprise me at all, that they're confident right now.
Do you buy the stuff, though, that we're always hearing that they really just avoid? Like, we got that inside look at Urban Meyer doing a gold pan speech and that passionate speech about Michigan and how you don't diss those guys in social media. Like, you do it behind closed doors in practice.
Yeah,
I buy it. I believe it.
That.
I think I've seen it under Urban's program.
But, I mean, there's enough going on. There's enough love for Ohio State, too, I think, to balance that out.
100%.
Because they're picked higher in both of the polls.
Yeah, but I can't remember, Matt, you're around them a lot more than we are throughout the season, too. There hasn't been much, quote-unquote, bulletin board material coming out of Ohio State's locker room.
No.
I mean, we can get JP away on this, too. I'll talk to him about that. But that's kind of been, it's been a tight ship. They go out, handle their business, and just hand out L's for the most part.
8%. I'd hang a sign all over the locker room. 8%.
8% chance to win the national championship.
Like to win the Big Ten.
To win the conference.
To win the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Ridiculous.
That's crap.
It's ridiculous. I don't know what that data is. You got to get some better calculators over there.
Yeah,
I
agree.
Fifth-ranked team in the country has an 8% chance to win the league.
Just go ball.
By the way, we here at the Buckeye Show have been brought to you by our friends at Mitsubishi North. Check them out today at columbusmitsu.com. What's coming up tonight?
97.1 The Fan's Buckeye Show.
Where it's at.
Where it's at.
All right, Matty Ice, what's on the NFL hour?
Oh, man.
Zeke who discussion?
Well, yeah, we're definitely getting to that, and there was a big-time contract handed out down there in Dallas. I don't
right.
want to ruin the tease, but we got a little bit of that. We got injuries all over the place, and, Baker and Odell doing some talking today, so we'll dive into all that. Fun stuff. Week 3 of the preseason, it's on and popping right now.
Keeping up with your boy Aquino? Yes or no, does he have a bomb tonight?
Oh, I mean, you can book it.
I met already.
Oh, no, I don't know. Does he?
No.
Okay.
He had an RBI hit, though. Had another ribby tonight. He's hitting .328. He's got 11 homers.
From? Where did this come from?
Season's over.
I'm not doing this with you. I'm not doing this with you, Matt.
He's so negative, right?
He is, man.
So negative.
He just enjoyed it, boys.
Yeah. It was fun.
Reds up 1-0 in the second over the Pods. Mets 2-1 over the Indians, middle third. NFL hour. Thank you so much, guys. Hayden, good job for the most part. Pretty good job tonight. Got to strive for greatness, right? We all do. All four of us.
Especially
right here.
Especially on Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday. NFL Hour is next on The Fan.
This has been The Buckeye Show with Tim Hall and Brandon Bean. Listen weekdays at 6 for the best and most Buckeye talk on the Ohio State Station.
Sponsored by Columbus Mitsubishi North. Visit columbusmitsu.com today.
Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Toyota's national clearance event is on with great clearance deals on the last of the 2019s. Now through September 3rd, Toyota has just announced $1,250 total cash back on the new Go Anywhere 4Runner. And $1,750 total cash back on the rugged new 2019 Tacoma. Or get $3,000 cash back on a new full-size Toyota Tundra. Cash back excludes TRD Pro. For all Toyota offers, see your Toyota dealer or go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Adena Health System is South Central Ohio's trusted name in healthcare, dedicated to providing you and your family with the best possible care right here in our community. We're expanding our services with walk-in clinics, after-hours care, and more providers than ever. It's all part of Adena's mission to provide you with experienced care that's close to family and close to home. Learn more at Adena.org. Adena Health System, here for life.
The Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, Better Business Bureau of Central Ohio, and Rev Local, in partnership with Ohio State Athletics, is pleased to launch the Scarlet and Gray Business Network. This program supports the Ohio small business community and associates your business with one of the strongest brands in college athletics, the Ohio State Buckeyes. To learn more or to join the Scarlet and Gray Business Network, visit sgbnetwork.com. Presented by the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, Better Business Bureau of Central Ohio, and Rev Local, digital marketing for your business.
Come on over to Heartland.
Getting a mortgage? We take pride in providing the value and service you deserve in one of the most important transactions you'll ever have. Community banks have the most flexibility and the lowest rates. Now fact check that. I'm Scott McComb, CEO, coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Speedway, we're always looking out for you. That's why we invest in industry-leading technology like our fast and secure pumps. They're designed to protect you with stable...